Well, the Emergency Livelihood Response Program, as this program is called, has a proven record of improving food security, recovery, and resilience in South Sudan. For Norway, alleviating suffering is the main objective of our support. But we believe that it is not enough to drop food or hand out food to people. In fact, it could be very destructive in the long run. Mm-hmm. To food security to do that. So we must encourage people to take responsibility for their own food production and to stimulate the local production whenever possible. And this is what this program aims to do. The impact of the program is very ambitious. It aims to reach 4.8 million people with inputs for crops, vegetables, and fisheries production to produce at least 300,000 tons of food, and to vaccinate over 8.7 million livestock to protect the pastoralists' asset. And as a result of these activities, beneficiaries increase the availability of food and access to it in their communities by selling the surplus on the local markets.
Right.
So this is Norwegian support will help this program quite a bit on the way, especially we hope to reach thousands of farmers. Mm-hmm. With this.
So is Norway planning to widen its engagement by investing in other sectors of South Sudan?
Well, right now we're focusing on two areas. It's stopping the war and helping the suffering of people in South Sudan. The war is causing incomprehensible suffering, and it must stop. We are also shifting our humanitarian support towards efforts that will help South Sudan in the long run, such as food security, resilience, and education.
Mm-hmm.
When the civil war broke out in 2013, Norway and also other countries had very good development projects underway. Projects that would have improved the lives of the people in South Sudan, such as hydroelectric power plants, water plants, roads, schools, etc. I wish that we were in a situation where we had a peace agreement to implement and that we would start thinking about development and investments again, but
right.
For the moment we're not there.
Mm-hmm. So what obstacles must be overcome to consolidate or improve the humanitarian situation in this country?
Well, first of all, the conflict must be brought to an end. That's the main cause of the suffering. And second, both the government and the opposition are using humanitarian aid as sources of income through fees, taxes, and roadblocks, to mention a few. And that is wrong on many levels. It reduces the help that actually reached the population, and it may even prolong the conflict since mm-hmm. the parties use this income to keep on fighting. In addition to that, I will also mention that the security situation in South Sudan is very challenging, and more than 100 humanitarians have been killed trying to deliver aid to South Sudanese.
Right.